A Chance of Stormy Weather. Written by Tricia Stringer and read by Kate Hosking. Rowena Woodcroft brushed a wisp of hair from her eyes. The car slid sideways and she eased back on the accelerator to edge it around a large muddy puddle that had spread across the track. She knew every inch of the way along the race, a dirt track fenced on either side that ran through the property connecting the two houses. She'd lived on this piece of land all her life, with the exception of a few years away at boarding school and some time at business college. Now it was her entire life. She'd lived with her parents in the old house and stayed on there alone after they retired to a nearby seaside town. Then, when Dan's mother, Amanda, had died, Rowena had given up her job in town and moved into the new house to care for her dear brother, Daniel, and young Dan. Now she was on her own again. She sighed. That puddle was getting worse and would be difficult to pass if they had more rain. It needed filling. She made a mental note to tell Dan. Not that he would have time to do it at present. He would be working flat out and would also have to do without Tom's help for a few more days. Trust young Tom to injure himself at this critical time of the year. Blasted football. Rowena loved the sport, but injuries meant time and money on the land. Dan used to play too, but had stopped after a knee reconstruction had kept him from farm work half of the winter 4 years back. That's when they'd first employed Tom. He had been just 16 and most unhappy at school. His parents were decent people who barely scratched a living doing odd jobs in the district. They were pleased for Tom to get regular paid work. He'd turned out to be a hard worker with an intuitive feel for the tasks Dan gave him. He had developed good practical skills useful on a farm, and Rowena had grown to like the lad. With Dan lovesick over Paula, Rowena had recently come to rely on Tom more to do some of the tasks about the place she couldn't tackle. The car bounced over a rut as she took the corner into her yard without slowing. Rowena cursed as she heard her shopping spill from one of those dratted plastic bags in the back seat. She'd left in such a hurry, her sturdy Hessian carry bags were at home on the bench. She longed for the old days when you brought your shopping home in boxes and brown paper bags supplied by the shop. Plastic shopping bags were the bane of modern life. She had planned to be home much earlier. By the time she unpacked the shopping and grabbed a bite to eat, she'd be late for the Children's Hospital Auxiliary meeting. She hated lateness in others and was always on time herself. If she hadn't stopped to help Paula clean up the kitchen, she'd have had plenty of time. It really was too bad of Dan to take his new bride to live in that old house before he'd had a chance to make it livable. Paula was a city girl and used to all the comforts and excitement of life in Sydney. Rowena frowned and flicked at the wayward piece of hair again. This wedding had all happened far too quickly. Dan had hardly been out with a woman in more than a year, and suddenly he'd come home from a holiday in Sydney saying he'd found the girl he wanted to marry. Rowena sighed again as she pulled the car in under the carport. She hoped it was not going to be history repeating itself. Paula was a wispy little thing. Certainly pretty. Her straight fair hair bounced to a stop just under her chin and her hazel eyes sparkled. Rowena could see why Dan had been attracted, but she had a nervous quality that was a concern. Rowena didn't think she had what it took to be a farmer's wife. Then there were a few loose ends Dan really should have sorted out before he committed to another relationship. But he had made this decision without consulting Rowena. She just prayed it wouldn't cause him grief. Heaven knew they'd had enough of that in this family. The two-way radio crackled and she paused to listen as a male voice spluttered into the car. It wasn't Dan or a close neighbour, so she tuned out and opened the car door. Look at the time, nearly 1 o'clock. She'd have to rush or she'd be very late for the meeting.